Our PhD this week is Alice Klein from the University of Sydney, and she's working on guided missiles, ones that save lives. Alice.
In 2012, shortly after commencing a PhD in medicinal chemistry at the University of Sydney, I went to my first prostate cancer conference. I still remember how baffled I was by the excitement of many of the speakers about the approval of a new drug, enzalutamide, which had been shown to extend the life expectancy of advanced prostate cancer sufferers by 5 months. 5 months, I thought, is that really worth all the excitement? I was also taken aback by how many of the experts recommended greater emphasis on watchful waiting, a strategy that involves monitoring prostate cancer for as long as possible without actually intervening with surgery, radiation, hormone treatment, or chemotherapy. The reasons for encouraging watchful waiting are that some prostate cancers progress slowly, the current treatments are often not hugely successful, and the treatments are accompanied by some pretty terrible side effects. One speaker, an oncologist, told us about her patients whose fingernails had fallen off during treatment with docetaxel. To soothe the excruciating pain, they had to keep their hands in buckets of icy water. Docetaxel is a common treatment for advanced prostate cancer, but it only extends life expectancy by an average of 2 months. Hearing these things got me really interested in the development of new drugs for prostate cancer. Before I began researching in this field, I hadn't realised the scale of the problem. The disease is the second most common cause of cancer death in Australian men, behind lung cancer. The awareness campaign, Movember, has done a great job in promoting prostate cancer. But the disease still lags behind breast cancer in terms of how much media attention and research money it receives. So, why don't current drugs for treating prostate cancer work very well? One of the main issues is that most cancer drugs can't tell the difference between cancer cells and normal healthy cells. This is why chemotherapy has so many side effects. The drugs attack the cancer cells, but they also attack many other cells in the body. After a cancer drug has been administered, only a small amount will actually reach the cancer target. The rest will be lost to other parts of the body. The main goal of my research is to develop cancer drugs that kill only prostate cancer cells, while leaving the rest of the cells in the body alone. This is known as the magic bullet or guided missile approach, and it is becoming increasingly popular in the field of drug design. If you want to deliver a drug to a particular type of cell in the body, you have to find out if your target has any distinguishing features you can exploit. A characteristic of prostate cancer cells is that their surfaces are dotted with high numbers of a protein called prostate-specific membrane antigen, or PSMA. PSMA is different to PSA, the protein that is used in tests to detect prostate cancer, because PSMA is attached to the surface of cells while PSA is secreted. PSMA proteins are like doorways into prostate cancer cells that only certain types of molecules can unlock. One such molecule is called DCL. It is able to grab onto the surface of prostate cancer cells and then barge its way inside. In contrast, it is not very good at entering ordinary cells, meaning that it can be used to selectively target prostate cancer cells. Most recently, I have attached DCL to a platinum-based cancer drug that I developed early on in my PhD. This new drug was very effective at killing prostate cancer cells in a dish, but when I tested it in mice, it did not shrink their tumours. This was a very important lesson. Just because a new drug works well in cells in a dish doesn't mean that it will work well in living beings. Cancer cells floating around in a plastic container do not accurately reflect the complex architecture of tumours inside animals and humans, and it is still very difficult to predict how a cancer drug will behave inside the body. The hope is that by tethering a prostate cancer recognition molecule to this new cancer drug, it will be able to travel through the body and predominantly into prostate cancer cells. If this strategy works, it will allow the drug to go about its business of destroying prostate cancer cells while leaving the rest of the cells in the body intact. Prostate cancer has been a difficult challenge for medical science. If successful, my new approach will increase life expectancy of men with prostate cancer and boost their quality of life.
One of our PhDs charting your scientific future, Alice Klein from the University of Sydney. The Science Show on RN.